for curb appeal that lasts, shop Labor Day Extra Big Deals at Lowe's. For a limited time, get 50% off all Holland pavers. Plus, save $110 on the Ego Power Plus 56-volt 2.5 amp hour blower trimmer combo kit. Now just $249. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/7 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Holland pavers offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
The guys panel in studio right now. We got a total of six dudes in here right now. And women can call up and ask any question that you've always wanted to ask guys. And they will answer honestly. Here is Helen. Good morning. You are on the Burt Show.
Good morning, Burt Show.
Good morning, Helen. What's going on?
I have a question. In a man's point of view, what the hell does a promise ring mean?
What does a promise ring mean?
He still wants sex.
That means, yeah.
Yeah.
Or you've been bagged and tagged.
I really, really like you.
How old are you, Helen?
I'm 25.
25, and he just gave you a promise ring.
I was going to say, I think it means he wants to take you to the prom. I mean,
it's very high school.
Like, when is that a promise that you promise to hold on to your virginity until you guys are married? Like a Jonas Brothers promise ring? Or like a promise ring, like, you give really good sex, but I'm not ready to be engaged, so I'm going to give you this?
I think that's what it means. Like, we've been together for 2 years now. We have a daughter, and he's been married before, so I think he's a little hesitant. Yeah. The marriage didn't go well. So for my birthday, which is Valentine's Day, I received a promise ring. But this ring is awesome. Like, it looks like an engagement ring. It's beautiful. He went to Jared's to get it, so I don't understand.
I went to Jared's.
He went to Jared's?
Okay. Right, is this a...
Hold on. Let me change my answer then.
Okay. If he went to Jared's, you are in. Okay. That's much more.
Don't be knocking Jared's now. Don't be knocking Jared's.
No,
all right. So is the promise ring really just the shut up ring? I think that's what she's asking.
I think we all agree with that. Yeah. I think it's one of those deals where he's not quite ready and you give a promise ring. And a lot of times it's a very Southern thing, too. I think a lot of guys, you know, give a promise ring first and the girl keeps that forever. And it's a promise to do the right thing in about a year or so. Or maybe he can't afford the ring he wants to buy you, so here's a promise ring. Sometimes it's affordability.
But she's saying it's an awesome ring, right?
But either way, the guy's not going anywhere. I think you got him hooked. If I'm giving a promise ring to a girl, you might as well give her a wedding band because you're like, man, I'm not going anywhere.
Steve, I imagine you have a drawer of promise rings. Like my dentist used to give me when I had no cavities. Here, pick out a toy.
Actually,
like
I
Mr.
know.
T over here.
I will give y'all. I do have a drawer full. They're toe rings, and I promise to look at them in the air.
not to get cynical and practical, but look at it as he put out a financial investment, and you know, I mean that takes something. You know, I don't know. It sounds like it's really like almost as nice as an engagement ring. You know, it's look at it that way. If you want to look at it on a practical basis,
I think it's stupid. I think if you're gonna do it. Do it. If I'm going to give a woman a ring, I'm going to give her a ring because I have an intention to give her a ring. Not, this is the prerequisite to what I'm really going to do later on.
That's almost as nice. Yeah.
That's stupid.
Is it the shut-up ring, Dutch? Is that what that is?
Yeah. I would say generally it's the shut-up ring. In this girl's case, you know, they have a child together and it's a nice ring. He's had a marriage before. We don't know how that went. And I know that I would be real hesitant to get married again if it went south.
Give her some balloons. Give her a piece of cake. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know.
What if he backs out? Like, what's the promise? Do you want to do it or you don't?
This is another conversation for another time, but the one thing that I did hear her say is that we have a son together.
Yeah.
And now he's giving me the promise ring, which has always been a little confusing to me. Like, there is no bigger commitment than having a kid together. Mm-hmm. But I've heard dudes say time and time again, I don't know that I want to commit to this girl or not. Well, if you know it or not, if you got a son or your daughter, you guys are committed together.
Right.
And there's no getting around that. So your fear of commitment isn't real. If y'all have kids, it's your fear of committing to this woman for the rest of your life. That's all that is.
You're right.
It's the guys panel on the Burt Show. A woman can call up anytime right now and ask these guys any question that you want, and they will answer honestly. 1-877-588-BERT, Burt. 1-877-588-2378. Hey, Haley.
Hi. I wanted to know if, in the world of guys, if there's a such thing as good or bad sex. And a such thing as a bad kisser, like a girl being a bad kisser. Because I know girls will always complain about guys.
Yes.
Wait. All right, two different questions.
Yes,
let's go around the room.
Yes.
All right, handle the kiss one first and then the sex one the second.
yes, there is such thing as a bad kisser, and yes, there is a such thing as bad sex. Yes, because a bad kisser is someone who's just not willing to go in or have a good time or whatever. And yes to the second question because of the same thing I said the first question.
Southside, if she's a bad kisser, does she even get a chance at bad sex?
No, she doesn't. I'll be honest with you. If you're a bad kisser, then I'm going to be dropping you off at the door and I'll do the proper thing, which actually sucks for me because she'll be like, he was so nice. He took me home and just, you know, I'm like, no, it's because we're never going to see each other again. Now, if you don't know how to kiss, that's, man, you've got, that's just horrible. There's some girl, I was going up with the girl, her tongue was like a lizard. She just kept poking it in here and there. And I'm like, what are you doing? You know, I'll be honest with you. You've got to know how to kiss. And he's right. You got to let yourself go. And when you let yourself go, it's wonderful. And the tongue across the teeth, the accordion, I like to call it, that's hot. Make sure you master that.
I had one girl that used to flex her tongue when it was in my mouth. Like it was a muscle.
See, that's weird. It's like push-ups in your mouth. Dude. Like, what are you doing?
I can almost feel it now.
Did he say the accordion across the teeth?
What is accordion? What is that?
You know, the tongue across the... We have to have a talk. You know, I know the guy channel is one thing. I think we need to have a deep...
Yeah, so she's rubbing her tongue right across your top.
I had a girl
top.
That could do that. She could touch every tooth, even the back molar or whatever that thing is back there, the cuspid. Or,
Steve, why don't you just go to the dentist? We have insurance here.
Actually, I dated two dental hygienists, but, you know...
90%. Cool.
At the same time?
Paul, is there such thing as any such thing as bad sex?
Yes, definitely such thing as bad sex. On the kissing thing, I'd go as far as to say, if on the first kissing session, if I want to stop, like if it is it ever at a point where I want to stop, then it's probably not good enough. Like I want the quality of the kissing to be where in the first session I don't want to stop, and she pretty much has to say, "All right, dude, chill." Mm-hmm.
What does he say? No,
I love it. I love it. And on the sex, I mean, same deal. I mean, it has to be like, you know, if it's bad sex, that's going to be where it's going to go for a week, and I'm like not wanting it. You know, it has to be, you know, a good sign that it's good sex is if I'm asking for it every day.
If the first time you guys do it, it's really bad, will you give her another shot?
Good question.
I'd say yes. Why? If the kissing was good, you know what? Because maybe she was freaked out or she was intimidated. We're all human. I would definitely
sure,
give her.
And you're Southside Steve. Yeah. I wouldn't be intimidated. Like, you know what? I'm not going to run my tongue across his teeth because he's Southside Steve and it makes me nervous.
Oh, Jeff, if you were gay, I'd be in your top five and you know it. I would definitely say that, yeah, you got to give a girl a second chance. You can't be that cold or that cruel.
Dutch, okay. If she's really bad the first time, do you give her a second shot?
It depends on everything else. If you have a good time together and everything else works out, second shot, absolutely. But if you're not communicating and connecting on other levels, there's no point.
This may be the next answer may be the most shocking you hear, because the women that have called before have said that only like 2 in every 10 dudes are really good in bed. So let me ask you guys the same question about women. If you sleep with 10 women, how many of them really know what they're doing?
Why'd you look at me?
I mean, everybody's going to answer. You might as well just dive in first a little bit.
I'd say about 4.
4 in 10.
Yeah.
Southside.
I'd go a little higher. I'd say 6 to 7.
I'm on the 4 tip, I think. I was thinking 4.
I was thinking right down the middle.
5.
5, because it's really 50-50 split. When you look at it, and it also kind of depends on who you go after. Generally, you know, you can size somebody up. You can kind of feel, you can, as you're talking to them, you can kind of tell if they're passionate or a little bit. You can kind of tell. Sometimes you get a surprise in there, and that's where that other half comes from. But you know, you can feel them out pretty early on.
So a woman is listening right now, and she doesn't know that she's bad in bed. If you guys have sex with her and she's bad in bed, how will she know that it was a bad experience for you guys?
How much do you like her? Because if you like her, you'll probably be like, you know what? I don't think you have to da 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 da, whatever that may be, you know. But if it's
if after the second time you guys have sex, if he's not calling,
I'm guessing Steve just writes a note on her Sharpie and drags the sleeping bag out to the curb.
Now, stamp. Where's my Sharpie?
He puts a stamp right on her.
You know what it is? It's not the girl's fault. And one reason why I think my numbers were higher than these guys, and I don't know who they date, but I date, say, from 20, 22. No, hear me out. I date from 22 to like 26. That's usually the zone I'm dating, that type of girl.
I would think your number would be lower then.
Well, no, you know why? Because these girls are, man, I'm telling you, the girls today are not like the girls when I was in high school, man. They are out there, and they're willing to do whatever, whenever. her, and I think that they let themselves go more. I think if you're dating an older girl and she's been in a relationship, if that guy was a bad lover, she's a bad lover. And I think you got to watch. I think you older girls are either girls that are coming out of a marriage or they maybe dated a guy for
like
10
older
years.
Girls like 28 or 32.
Yeah, right. somebody in their 30s.
Elderly ones like that.
But those I think women. A guy, you can correct it. Any one of us or any guy that cares can correct it. That you can turn the girl and teach her a different way to make love.
What's
if she's
your cutoff
doing
point? You said 22 to 26. Like, what won't you go under or go
well,
above?
Well, I date a couple girls right now. They're 28, but they're farmed in already because I was dating them when they were 24 and I'm going back.
I think you mean grandfathered in.
I get older and they stay the same age.
I'm from the south side, man. I got a farm in McDonough. They're farmed in.
I've had the opposite experience. I find like the ones on the older end of the range are better in bed than the younger ones.
Absolutely.
Like friends of your mom.
It's more experience.
Yeah. Yeah, like my mom.
Way to go, Jeff. You picked on somebody else.
Mom, when is Susan coming back?
Hey, Mom, isn't it time for another book club?
Exactly.
I'll bring the box of wine.
So three of the four of y'all think that women are better in bed when they're older rather than younger.
Yes.
I think so.
Yeah.
Generally.
Okay. Yeah. Sue, you'll be... Oh,
Sue. Young, dumb, and full of...
I wish I knew.
Sue took off. Focus, boys. Focus. I know
it's
we
like,
all
seriously?
Got ADD. Here we
Swear
go.
Swear to God.
Sue wanted to know, and this always comes up whenever we're doing the guys panel question, is what is normal watching for porn when it comes to dudes?
Usually during entertainment buzz.
How much is too much? What should women be? What are like the red flags that he's watching too much? Do most dudes watch every day?
During dinner.
I mean, what's if it's normal? Daily and it's interfering with their relationship and their intimate time together, then it's an issue.
Of course.
I mean, if we can do it together, that's better.
Yeah. That's even better. But yeah, I mean, I think we don't. Women watch as much porn as guys. I think today. You know, I mean, we don't even talk about
really?
It. Really, I really do.
I don't. I don't watch porn. So I mean, you
that's
know,
because you're 90%.
No,
bro.
But hear me out. I don't get on the computer or anything like that. I know, like all the guys I work with are living on their computers every day.
just checking my Facebook.
And you can come in my house and go CSI or whatever I'm thinking of on my computer. And attack it, and there's no porn on it. I might have some DVDs, like, you know, occasionally throw one of those in, but that's time by yourself. I would not, you know, and that's once in a while.
I think, honestly, yeah, to his point, you know, it's a personal thing. If you have time by yourself, you're doing that.
Yeah.
But
by yourself.
If you're in a relationship, you're with someone, and you're still going after the computer,
that's not good.
We're talking some psychological issues right now.
I can't relate to the in a relationship thing and still eating
no
porn,
sense.
But I'm not going to judge, but I think, like, I don't see the need for that. If the relationship is good and it's good physically, why do you need porn? Need. I mean, on the individual level, personal level, you know, that's one thing. But
you're saying if a guy is really, if he's totally satisfied, 0% tolerance for porn for you.
Porn goes
that
away.
Is yeah. Not
goes
correct.
Away.
No, whatsoever for the normal guy.
Dutch is finally speaking up now.
No, that is totally
Dutch
not correct.
Dutch has got to put his foot down.
Yes, whatever. A normal guy, you talk to him, they are watching porn regardless of whether or not they're in a relationship. It happens. That is fact.
Yeah, but you're not watching it if she's like in the next room.
No, the next room.
Unless you're like, come on over.
I was thinking more.
Unless it's
you're talking about by yourself, right?
By yourself.
She's like,
no, I'm totally fine with
every guy does it by himself.
That's what I meant. Like, period. By yourself, that's a personal thing. That's cool. That's understandable. But like the whole, you know, watching it while you're, you know, having sex or whatever, or needing to have it. Like,
I
can't relate to that.
I think that's how you guys have answered it before. Also, like, if it becomes part of a need for him to turn him on before you guys have sex,
right.
then it's a real,
then
real problem.
A weird.
But if your girl wants props in the bedroom, that's okay. If she, you know, whatever it takes, she's got to be happy.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I bet your house is sort of like an insurrection. I bet you got one of everything, man.
You'd be surprised, no? It's all natural.
What's an issue box? What's
I don't have
box?
Any mask or anything crazy.
Most people hide their bad box. He has to, like, hide the bad wing of his house.
Don't go in there.
It's like medieval swords on the wall.
If you got that many props as a dude, you're making up for something. I don't have those. Sorry.
All right, Dolvet, thanks for coming in, man.
Thanks for having me, bro.
Southside. Awesome. Yeah. Thanks for coming in, man.
Pleasure. It
Paul
was a pleasure.
Thank you, Duke.
Thanks, brother.
Oh, Dutch. I got to mention, I'm on the regular guys morning show. I was told I had to do that.
Yeah, because Larry will spank you if you don't do that.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, Dutch, thanks, man.
Hey, man.
Congratulations, Steve, by the way. You got tweeted about our very own Brittany. Fierce Flawless on Twitter writes, every time I hear the guys panel, I hate Southside Steve even more.
Congratulations.
I think you got a shot.
Thank you.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.